Before we get into handouts, I wanted this morning to just cover the words of that song. Let me just read them to you, and then we'll try to sing a couple times if you get it in our mind, and we might try to sing it kind of fun. It's Ancient Words is the name of the song. It starts off, "Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world, they resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart." And of course, those words of life, words of hope, words of strength, help us cope. In this world, where'er we roam, ancient words will guide us home. And that's all we'll try for this morning. There's a couple of verses to it. I'd like us to sing it down. Ancient words over here. I guess I'll sing solo. Nobody knows it at all? Bear with me then.
Give us the melody.
Okay. Ancient words, long preserved for our hope in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Then the chorus. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Words of life, words of hope, give us strength, help us hope. In this world where we roam, ancient words will guide us home. Can we try it together now, maybe? Okay. I know you can't say the words. I should have rolled them on that clipboard. I need that clipboard anyway, so I'm going to get it over here. I don't have to take it right now, but I've got something on the clipboard anyway. What I'm going to write on the clipboard, I'm just looking ahead and sitting here, is that terrifying word that's number one on your, what's the number one word on your list there? Somebody tell me what that is. What? Somebody say it for me? Okay, that's good. I have to figure that out. I thought, you know, a way for me to remember. Put that on the board. Now, if I got a marker over here, I'm busy. Let's sing the verse and then we'll stop and do the words before us, okay? Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart, okay? Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Then the chorus, we'll sing the chorus. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Hold that one more time, okay? Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words ever true, changing.
You got it? Oh, where did you get it?
Thank you very much. All right, let's get back to the lesson. Last week, let's see. What are you lying about over there?
She's going to be nice, and I told her about it. She's not exactly right.
Let's see. Last week, we're not telling us anything about that. We got to the questions last week, right? Does anybody have a copy of the questions with them, by chance?
No.
Okay. That's all right. There was a couple of questions on there that had to do with Jacob. Let's see. Well, I don't have it either, so we're equal. We get here somewhere in my file.
All right, to the class itself, all right?
Well, I think you can see. You can find it on your own suit,
all right, that big terrible word, somebody pronounce it for me, please, slowly.
Where? It's very number one. Where? Where?
Okay.
Here's what I had to do. Here's where I can pronounce this word. Not my only person in the world. I had to phonetically draw it out for myself in error. Okay?
Okay, this isn't my third one. Not
a brown.
Not a brown?
Alright. So I wrote it out in Arabic. And that's a B in Arabic. Ber.
Ber.
That's an R.
Ber.
Ber.
La.
How you doing?
Ber.
Ber.
La.
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 Okay.
Ha. La. Hallo.
Ber. La.
In Halloway, I think it is.
Ha. Ha. Another R.
And an E is it.
Why are you? Okay. Now, I can pronounce that pretty well.
But the spelling of that, the one that got the hands, I keep trying to read it, right? And I can't. The only way I do it
is like beer and misspell it on purpose.
Beer.
Right. Beer. 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 I put hair on it, so I can remember that. Beer. I said beer. Beer. La. La. Ha. So I said, beer, la, ha, roy, but I can say this is your beer, I couldn't pronounce it. I kept trying to practice it and practice it. And just looking at the word spelling, I just found up in there. So, beer, la, ha, roy, I can say. Come on in. We never had any time. We started doing this study a little closer. Alright, the events, what I want us to do is, you see at the top of here, Genesis 25 verses 19 through 34. I need to have some volunteers for reading each one of these passages at the name of the location, okay? And we're going to go, just for those of you that have come in late, the numbers on this map coincide with the words, these numbers on these the words here. See, Beer Lot Highway is there, number one. Another map, number one. The Beer Lot Highway over here. I didn't have room to write it, so I wrote it over here. Okay, everybody see what I did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wanted to put some of those words in there, so I pulled it over to the side. So you got one, Beer Lot Highway, Gerard, Rehoboth, Beersheba.
And so here you have those numbers that went out of that. And then it jumped up to number four, at the bottom of the Red Sea there. And then we look on the sheet, see what that is, number four, it's Beersheba. Okay, and then number five is Bethel. Everybody see Bethel there? And then you look on the sheet, it's Bethel. And you go down this, we're using this to go down, and then we're finding it on the map. Every map I did, I mentioned to you last week, every map that I found is so complicated looking at it, trying to figure out where it is. But this is general. If you do your scripture readings, this is generally where Jacob went during his ministry, from one place to the other. Okay? Let's start with number one. I need someone to volunteer to read Genesis 25, verses 19 through 34. Okay.
The scripture reads, this is the account of Abraham's son, Isaac. Abraham became the father of Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he married Rebecca, daughter of Bethuel, the Aramean from Padan Aram, and sister of Laban, the Aramean. Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife, because she was barren. The Lord answered his prayer, and his wife, Rebecca, became pregnant. The baby dotted each other within her. And she said, why is this happening to me? So she went to inquire of the Lord. The Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb, and two people from the womb will be separated. One people will be stronger than the other, and the older will serve the younger. When the time came for her to give birth, there were some boys in the womb. Her to come out with red, and his whole body was like a hairy crown. So they named him Esau. After this, his brother came out, with his hand grasped Esau's heel. So he was named Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when he got up to his birthday. The boys grew up, and Esau became a skillful hunter, a man of the open country, while Jacob was a quiet man, staying among the people. Isaac, who had a taste for wild game, loved Esau, but Rebecca loved Jacob. Once when Jacob was cooking for stew, Esau came in from the open country, famished. He said to Jacob, quick, let me have some of that red stew. I'm famished. That is why he was also called Esau. Jacob replied, first, tell me your birthright. Look, I am about to die, Esau said. What good is your birthright to me? Jacob said, swear to me first. So he swore an oath against selling his birthright to Jacob. And Jacob gave Esau some bread and some mineral stew. He ate and drank, and then got up and left. So Esau despised his birthright.
Okay, thank you. So, one of the things, one of the highlights of this reading that we pull out. First of all, I guess, is it the fact that the babies were wrestling inside the room? They had played for the babies, and the son to come, the son promised to come, and then it happened, and then the mother's praying out the son inside of him, and prayed about him, and he answered the prayer. We can do philosophical questions like, why didn't the Lord have Jacob in the book? We're not going to get into the minds of God to figure that out. I'm trying to figure it out. So, and we're not going to say, were they mean in the womb? Were they just mean, had their character developed inside the womb? That tells us a lot, though, about our character, I think. Our person, we are a person inside the womb. We have character. If you wrestle with somebody over, what it makes, room in the womb, I don't know. But they were wrestling. So the character of Esau and Jacob, of course, that they would wrestle with each other from there after they were born. And then the younger, which violated the conditions of the land, the younger would be the son of promise, the older would be the servant. What else came to come out of that vision? Did you see anything else there? Yeah, with the younger one coming on to the hill, Esau, Jacob. If there's any symbolism in there, maybe, I don't know. But I don't know what symbolism will be, so I don't even can't say. But he definitely did hold on to the deal of the other, so it was going to affect it. If one fails, fails loop action, if they're going together, I guess. But I have speculation for this. All right, anything else? This will. Very much true that his mother favored Jacob. Mm-hmm. And, maybe she saw his character. Maybe the Lord is the same and revealed exactly as Jacob, not Esau. But definitely there was favoritism. And there were some difficulties that arose from the favoritism and led to lies and those sort of things. We'll get to that.
And also, see here the disregard that Esau had for his work.
Absolutely, that's the biggest part of it. I mean, yeah, that's a great analogy for me. Some friends actually call them nipples, beans.
Yes, please do.
I'm a bean fan, okay? Not just bean. But the best bean in the world, you know, you said that. Like I said, if I was a good Adam, I wouldn't have took that for that long. But why would he, in a spur of the moment kind of thing? And I make some foolish decisions that you have to do in your lifetime. And that was
in the world, I think.
And so he will later on say, what in the world was I thinking? But not right now. He's having a good time using his feet. We gratify lust at the moment. We will not be, we're not careful when we sell our birth to the grace of God.
Again, I think that Jacob
I've read some side material on it. That's not the scripture. No, it's in the scripture.
Right, right. And so that possibly he, like a lot of cases, I did not have a full understanding of what that really meant.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
But if he says, what good is the birthright to me? I'm dead.
I'm thinking in the moment.
Children are how the mother is during her pregnancy. If the mother is constantly upset during her pregnancy, the child comes out that way. And that's true.
Okay. I wouldn't question it.
If the mother is calm and everything is okay, then the child is that way also.
Certainly, it's reasonable. It's very reasonable. You see a very nervous person in the way they develop those things. I wouldn't say that. Yes, Dr. Chuck.
Charlie, this one is just so many examples of where we can just mess everything up. But you know what? God's will is going to be done.
Right.
All of ourselves and how we're trying to control things.
So, wait a minute, Chuck. Now, let me get this straight. I'm betting you're saying that if they had not conspired to lie to Isaac and put on the sheep's skins and head, I'm going to be sorry. If they had not conspired to do this, not the work of that. So is this kind of like Abraham and Sarah, Abraham and Sarah trying to help the Lord by having another person, another son promised?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Maybe so.
I think so.
I'm using my guess. But maybe it was a man of God. But he certainly worked the situation out, didn't he? Okay.
Yes. Charlie, I've been with people here, heard me say this many times before. When people do things, God doesn't say, I didn't see that.
You said that in your sermon last week. Yeah.
God is not surprised. He's not caught off guard by the things that we do and the schemes we come up with and the way we twist things. You know, he's already got it worked out. He's already got it figured out. He's God.
Yeah. So we can.
So, you know, we think, oh, well, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and even, you know, hide from God what we're doing. I mean, that's ridiculous. Yeah. If God never panics, he never, you know, gets in a bluster about what we're doing and all those kind of things. We've got
to I need to remember that. I don't know about your folks, but I need to remember that. Because I get all excited about things. I got to fix this. This is building terrible. Well, I'm already praying to the Lord about to deal with that. Anyway, let's go to the next one.
Charlie, did God also make a statement before I knew you? I formed you in your mother's womb. I knew you before you were born.
Okay. The next one, and put up a volunteer for Gerard. And look at it on the map for its location. It's just it's still close to the Dead Sea there, but it's on the eastern side of the Dead Sea. And it's fairly close to the Mediterranean Ocean, Mediterranean Sea, really. And it's above number three, which is pretty much. So we can locate it as we read. Okay, number two, who will read Genesis 26, verses 1 through 21?
And there was a famine in the land. The signs of first famine that was in the days of Abraham, and Isaac went on to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Sharar. And the Lord God appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and I will bless thee, for unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice, and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar, and the men of the place asked him of his wife, and he said, she's my sister, for he feared to say, she's my wife. Lest, said he, the men of the place should kill me for Rebecca, because she was fair to look upon. And it came to pass, when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out at the window, and saw, behold, Isaac was sporting with Rebecca his wife. And Abimelech called Isaac and said, behold, of a surety she is thy wife, and how says thou she is my sister? And Isaac said unto him, because I said, lest I die for her. And Abimelech said, what is this thou hast done unto us? One of the people might likely have lied with thy wife, and thou shouldst have brought guiltless upon us. And Abimelech charged all his people, saying, he that touches this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. Then Isaac stole in the land and received him, saving their mother's soul. And the Lord blessed him. And the man went straight and went forward and grew until he became that great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants. And the Philistine envied him. For all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham, his father, the Philistine had stopped them and filled them with herds. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. And Isaac took part of them and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water, which they had digged in the days of Abraham and his father, for the Philistine had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of spring water. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's servants, saying, the waters ours, and he called the name of the well Isaac, because they strove with them. And they picked another well and strove. help with that also, and all the name of the said night.
Okay. Well, pick out some points here. In Gerard, Isaac goes to Abimelech, right? He's trying to avoid the family. But you'll notice, and we'll jump ahead just a little bit in number four below, Abimelech comes to Isaac. Isaac is not in Gerard, but Abimelech comes to him. What happens? He sees God bless him. This Abimelech sees that God has blessed Isaac. I mean, what he's pretty obvious to him. As things go along, you get so wealthy. But keep an eye out for that. But then also, we're talking about Jacob here. And Jacob, of course, is a youngster. He accompanies his parents here in the family. That's almost the thing he said that. You check me out on the age or anything else you might know about that, but that's what I determined. Well, you're taking his role in this, and he was just accompanying his parents as they moved from Gerar and now to Rehoboth and Beersheba. Okay, let's see what else. During that time, they first hit Gerar, and then for whatever reason, they start moving south, and they come to a well called Exit. They had contention with the people in the land there because, first of all, they had the apples, and then later they start having a lot more apples, and the people are getting frustrated now because they're getting too much of our water. Well, they moved Isaac, not being a man that could say not to be a pick of a fight, he moved a little further south to a place called Sichuan. Things he really was getting really well for there, it seemed like. And it seemed like the people started to once again say, whoa, you're getting all the way around. And then finally, he'll move on down from there to the next place, which is Rehoboth. And that interpreted the word, the name is interpreted as room. I've got some room now. I got elbow room. Okay. I've got elbow room. And they didn't contest that, so they did well there. And just south of sitting there. Number three, you won't need to read that one. Let's go to number four. We have time probably to do one until number four. It's at the bottom of the Dead Sea now. That place called Beersheba. Okay, who are we there?
From there he went up to Beersheba. That night the Lord appeared to him and said, I am the Lord of your father and Abraham. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bless you and will increase the number of your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham. Isaac left an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. There he pitched his tent and there his servants dug a well. Meanwhile, Abimelech had come to him from Gerar with Ahuzah, his personal advisor, and Phicol, the commander of his forces. Isaac asked him, why have you come to me, since you were hostile to me and sent me away? They answered, we saw clearly that the Lord was with you. So he said, there ought to be a sworn agreement between us and you. Let us make a treaty with you, that you will do us no harm, just as we did not harm you, but always treated you well and sent you away peacefully. And now you are blessed by the Lord. Isaac then made a feast for them, and they ate and drank. Early the next morning, the men swore an oath to each other. Then Isaac sent them on their way, and they went away peacefully. That day, Isaac's servants came and told him about the well they had dug. They said, we found water. He called it Shua. And to this day, the name of the town has been Beersheba. Capture says, Jacob takes Esau's blessing, 34. When Esau was 40 years old, he married Judith, daughter of Beeri, the Hittite, and also Basma, daughter of Elon, the Hittite. They were a source of grief to Isaac and Rebekah. 27.
Okay, let's see. Let's not get the errancy of the family of the blessings of the Elon and the readings of the Hittite wife, so this is the last of mother will event from there. But I want to make a comment about the Philistines. Philistines, you remember later on, Philistines gave children the sons. I don't feel pretty smart. But if we are smart enough to look and say, hey, God bless this man, we're not going to mess with him anymore. And so these cities that we're going to down the line, they were all controlled by the Philistines under the Bible. And so I just wanted to make that comment, and that he was smart enough to come down. Him being a king, you'd think you'd say, a peasant man comes to you. But if you're trying to say, hey, I honor you, I believe that that God's with you, the king came to you. Okay, Lord appears to Isaac, reconfirms the promises, and that the scriptures are listed there. Isaac's men dig another well, the well of Oath. Bear being well, we already know it. I'm pretty interested. I thought we talked about that a lot. Bear, well, Sheba being Oath, the well of the Oath. And then Abimelech comes to Isaac. And then a deep part of that, Esau takes two Hittite wives. Esau was clearly a breaking God of God's law. I think that's what he's got to make very well. Maybe there's so many lessons in that. Christians going to hunt for a wife in the local bar, or vice versa. Or the, men who go to the bar looking for the wrong reason, something like that, are looking for the world, not necessarily the bar, but looking in the wrong place. Our children spend a lot of time with worldly people. And then they fall in love with one of them, flies. We get the time with evil companions throughout the world. But anyway, that's what happened here. Esau unknowingly breaks God's law and brings a lot of headache and problems to his beloved father. The Bible says he brought much grief with those two marriages. Okay. We're going to stop there. Put a check mark on your sheet. Put a check mark there and we'll start back. So now I put a check mark on my sheet. We'll start back here. The big thing. And if those who check in late, please do this for me. Please write your name on at the top of both of the sheets right here so that I can give you back your sheet next week. But I want to take them all up. Okay. You will. Just pass them down the line. Chuck, you just sit down here. And just, if you got your name on it, it doesn't matter how you get those stuff.
Thank you.
Thank y'all so much.